Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
New year, new you. January, it's the month that celebrates new beginnings and change, right? But it can also be a month, let's be real, that carries a lot of weight. Today, we're talking not only about the post-holiday pounds from all those leftovers. That's not that kind of weight we're talking about. Nope, we're talking about those heavy, daunting expectations we put on ourselves that steer us away from a focused, filled path of purpose. Now that 2019 is in full swing, it's the time right now to check in with not only our resolutions, but ourselves. Maybe, you know, you've started that healthier lifestyle change, whether it's faith, food, fitness. But the question is, how will you sustain those changes? This week, we're here to give you specific steps to not only improve your focus, but advice for long-term sustainable change on the journey to achieving your goals. Also, we've got the guests in the house that is a little nostalgic for Stevie and I. Switchfoot is here to talk about their own path and how they've achieved sustainable success. So excited to chat with them later on the show about their new album called Native Tongue. There's a really powerful message behind this song. And it's actually one thing that we can all start doing a little bit more of in our lives. You're going to want to tune into this episode. Today is going to be good. But first, we got to pay the bills. Let's be real, honey. You ready to pay? Did we pay the lighting and the electricity this month?
I paid the gas bill.
I'm just kidding. But you guys know here on The Good Life, we're so grateful to have sponsors, people who support The Good Life movement, brands that we love, brands that you guys know I've talked about, and one of them being Living Proof. All right, guys, it's a new year. So as I'm attacking those goals and those resolutions, you know I'm going to have my number one essential thing in my routine at all times, and that's dry shampoo. Dry shampoo, ladies and gentlemen, to get you through the day, through the grease, through the grit, and through the hard work. And Living Proof is a brand that you guys know I've talked about on our show. I've gone into their lab. I've seen how they do it. And I am just 100% somebody who stands by their products and what they're doing. Because whether you've got frizz probs, damage probs, whether you want fuller hair, Living Proof has just a variety of products that you can choose from. And I like that they don't put those like harsh ingredients from silicones, parabens, all those things that I don't know how to say, and no animal testing in their products. But one thing that I said and that I love is the award-winning dry shampoo. It kind of does all those things from restoring the hair, making it fresh, but also making it smell good, giving it a little bit of texture. I'm all about that life. And unlike other dry shampoos on the market, Living Proof doesn't just mask oil, sweat, and odors, but it actually removes them completely, leaving your hair looking clean, fresh, and ready to take on a busy day. Ooh, I love that. I want you guys to love it too. So you know what you can do? You can go to livingproof.com/Cezanne today. And if you use the promo code Cezanne, you're going to get a free sample of their award-winning dry shampoo with your purchase. No gimmick. You're going to get that free dry shampoo. That's free money right there. So go on to livingproof.com/Cezanne with the promo code Cezanne for that free sample today. Stevie, you need to go because you need to stop using mine.
One of my heroes told me, God doesn't need a lawyer. Your job is to be honest. And that stuck with me, that embodying that honesty that is my occupation.
What is up, Good Life fam? We are back in the building.
Woo!
2019, y'all. I cannot believe it, fam. It's going to be an incredible year for all of us. That clip you just heard, by the way, is a little snippet from our interview with Switchfoot. We were blown away by them, by their character, by the things that they had to say. So stick around in the episode to check out that interview. They're really impactful, guys.
Woo!
Saz, 2019, what the heck?
Oh, my gosh. Can I just say I've missed doing this? And I knew that, like, taking time off, I was going to, like, obviously miss doing coming into the studio. But I didn't realize, I guess, it was unexpected to see how many of our Good Life fam listeners reached out to me via Instagram DM, you two, saying like, where is the Good Life Wednesday episode?
You guys
week?
Are probably like, what are you up to over there? Well, I'm going to tell you what we were up to. Abso-frickin-lutely nothing. You got it right. We were being L-A-Z-Y, baby. Sitting on the couch, potato chips, well, not after the new year, and watching lots of Lord of the Rings, which Saz has fallen asleep in maybe 10 times now.
Hold on. Let me just backtrack there. Okay. So we really did take the time off to rest, something that we have been preaching all season last year. And we really needed to practice that, especially after the holidays, really taking that time to unplug. It was so necessary because we feel so recharged and refreshed and our minds feel renewed. And, you know, it's funny because the conversation randomly came up, I think, one night. I had said I had never seen Lord of the Rings, and Stevie just like, he was like, we're going to watch the whole saga. Like, you're going to watch it. And I'm not going to lie, I was in such cozy, comfortable mode. Like, it probably took me 4 days to finish the first one because I kept falling asleep. Not because it was boring, but because I just was, it was so cozy.
Listen, honey, I got to say, we're talking about focus today. And when we when we watch these movies, I need you to focus because you have fallen asleep, I think, 4 times in the first one.
I don't know what it is.
4 times in the second one.
I think it's because when I'm finally in that moment where I'm laying on the couch, it's because I'm completely focused on just that one thing and my mind is ready to relax.
Can I say that you fall asleep in the most pinnacle moments of the movie and I'm just like, oh, this is so important. And she's like...
You know what? So we did take some time off, babe, but I'm going to say we did take the month of January to actually reprioritize and reorganize our house. How many of you out there decluttered? Where's the declutter, fam? I used to be so paranoid about getting rid of things because I thought, you know what? I'm going to pass this down one day or I'm going to use this one day. I got rid of everything, donated it. I knew if I wasn't going to
look at it.
I didn't need it.
We don't have a kid anymore. We donated Teeny. We donated Sweetie.
Teeny, can we tell them what she did?
So Teeny started walking, fam. She started walking over the freaking Christmas break. And so now going into 2019, we got a walking kid. And I'm like, slow your brakes.
It's true what everybody says out there. When your kid starts walking, that just changes the whole game. I didn't believe them, but now I do because I've seen it. She goes up the stairs. She goes everywhere and she just does not want to sit still and she's just in that phase, but it's been so fun to watch her grow in literally just a short month. The last time we recorded Good Life, Teeny was not walking. She was sleeping when we did that show, the recording in our house. Okay, so what was your New Year's resolution, babe? Or how's that going with your Whole 30?
It's going pretty well, y'all. I started Whole 30. I think I'm about a week and a half in right now. It's going really well. I have to say I cheated on my birthday.
Yeah, because your birthday, it was last week.
But it's going really well. I think sticking to this thing and really setting that focus that I'm going to reach this and finish this, which is a big thing for me, and finishing something like that. It's just setting the tone for my year. It's giving me a fresh perspective, and I'm loving it so far. I've got lots of other goals, but we can talk about that later because today is all about focus.
Yes.
And a lot of us have set our New Year's goals. Baby, what is yours?
What, my New Year's resolution?
Yeah, give me one.
Dang, I have a lot, and I don't know what I've said on previous shows, so I don't want somebody to be like, yo, you said you were going to do this, and now the... I think one of mine was to stick with my quiet time in the morning, and even on the weekends, I got up at 6 a.m.
I'm vouching for you. So you've been doing that.
I have, because I look forward to it. I never thought I would be that person that sets my alarm at 6 a.m. and looks forward to getting up. Honestly, I'm not human. I think I've realized something's wrong with
something
me.
Is wrong. What'd you say?
I love it.
What'd you say? Literally, we're laying in bed the other night. She goes, I noticed you can get up at 6 a.m. You haven't getting up with me.
I said it in that same creepy voice in the dark room.
I said, girl, some days your boy got to sleep till 7. Relax. He goes,
even on Saturday, I get up at 6 a.m. and then get up with me.
I'm on one. I swear. I'm loving my 6 a.m. It's my me time. I'm all about
that, though.
But you know what? Something that Stevie and I have had to really focus on is just the areas in our life that we really want to focus. Like if you think of like a, you know, we're going to get super bloggy up in here, but you know when you have a camera and the lens and it seems a little blurry? Picture that lens being set on all the different areas of your life. And I noticed like I really want to click the focus ring a little bit more on certain things and certain areas of my life. So for us, we've really had to tune into this idea of small focus steps because they lead to big sustainable results. And I've just always struggled with that. And so one thing being our business. Stevie and I have worked together for over 5 years now. And he was there. He helped me start this whole journey and become this successful digital influencer doing it full time. But I think it was recently last week when we just had a serious conversation at home in bed. And it's the first time we're talking about this now. But we just realized that there are certain areas of our life that we want to feed and nurture, being our personal life, our marriage. We want to give more time and attention to that. And we just feel like sometimes when we work together in the blogging sense, when he takes my photos, when he helps edit videos, when he sets up camera, when he goes and travels with me on blogger trips and things like that, we realize that this might be the year where we both need to focus on different areas of our business, meaning I would be on one side of our business and Stevie would be on the other. Not to create a sense of divide, but to create more of a unity in the other areas of our life where I feel like we take for granted. And so with that being said, Stevie, why don't you tell them what you're cooking up this year? Did you even hear what I said?
I heard some of it.
Babe, I was just seriously going in right now. I knew you weren't listening to me. What are you doing? Picking your butt over there?
I'm sorry. No, I heard what you were saying. I was a little distracted.
Don't blame Sean.
Sean was doing the Squidward noodle dance behind the glass, and it kind of threw me off for a second.
Oh, Lord. Well, in a nutshell, I told him that you're working on another side of the business, and we're kind of parting ways, in
no,
a sense.
Of course. No, I'm very excited about this year. It's going to be a year of stretching us, kind of growing both of us in areas where we've depended on each other, but also areas that have caused tension for us. So for me, I'm really excited to grow my personal brand. I'm going to be putting up more pictures and videos and things like that on Instagram. I want to have a better rapport with you guys on social media, fam. Also, I've got a couple other business things I can't really tell you guys about.
Oh, do we need to talk to your manager?
But
I can't with you.
Let me just say, one of them is pretty it's pretty teeny on the grand scale. So that's a little hint I'm going
to
drop.
All that to say that Stevie and I were setting some new goals for this year in our business, in our personal life. And even though Stevie's not going to be setting up the camera for me when I'm doing my YouTube videos and he's not going to be editing all those videos for me anymore, from the outside perspective, you guys, what you guys see looking in, you're not going to really notice a change. But internally, we're having to like change some things up. If you guys saw, I was hiring online. I think we found somebody now, but we're looking to hire in different areas so that Stevie and I can salvage the parts of our life that we feel like have just burnt out or crumbled at times. So we're excited for this new year. And it's going to be, I'm going to miss that you're not going to go to every trip with me, every work trip, but
I'm going to miss you
Teeny
too, babe.
Needs
but the
you.
Thing is, no matter what, at the end of the night, we'll always meet back in bed and hang out.
And watch Lord of the Rings.
Oh, well, the thing is, you guys, I've told you this before, TMI, but your boy usually sleeps with nothing going on. And I used to sleep with this really great, comfortable pair of sleep shorts from Ralph Lauren, but I don't know where they are anymore because I lost them. But the point is that I've upgraded, y'all. I got myself some Lunia sleepwear, guys. This stuff is made from luxe washable silk. So I'm not worried about any sort of catching, grabbing, uncomfortable situation. This is the only thing that I will sleep in other than nothing because it is that comfortable.
Well, you lucked out because they had this men's holiday collection situation going on their site. And it was kind of like this limited edition thing, it seems. And literally all of the men's stuff is right now currently sold out. I know this because my dad keeps texting me. This is a true story. And he's like, when Lunia restocks, will you let me know? Because he's really into like just good quality, not only sleepwear, but something that you can take into your everyday activewear. That's like my dad's style.
Yeah, what's clutch?
So he's really bummed about that.
It's clutch too, y'all, because it's like, do I have to be dainty with this stuff? No, it's not high maintenance at all. You can wash this stuff in the washer. It's not a big deal. And also what's nice about it is I get super hot when I'm sleeping usually. And this has actually helped keep me cooler. It's weird. You're wearing something more, but it's keeping you more cool. So if you guys haven't checked out Lunia, give it a try. It's an excellent product.
And they've got lots of girl stuff on there right now. The guy's stuff all sold out. But ladies, we got the hookup for you. All you got to do is if you want to go on to lunia.co/Cezanne, you're going to get $15 off your first purchase. And I'm going to spell it for you in case you can't think of it. It's lunia.co/Cezanne for that $15 off.
All right, y'all. It's time to get focused. So why are we talking about the importance of staying focused? Focus is the key to an effective life. If you spread your energy out and diffuse it over a whole bunch of things, we've learned firsthand, Saz and I, that you'll make little impact. There's a story about an archery teacher. He put a wooden bird as a target, and he asked his students to aim at the eye of the bird. The first student was asked to describe what he saw. He said, "I see the trees, the branches, the leaves, the sky, the bird, and its eye." Then he asked the other student, and he said, "I only see the eye of the bird." And the teacher said, "Very good. You can shoot." The arrow went straight and hit the eye of the bird. The point of this story is, if you focus your life, it can be very powerful. It can even change the world.
I really love that story when you think about it. You know, it reminds me, you know, our pastor, Rick Warren, that we've been going to, he says it best. I wrote it down because he says the secret to an effective life that you were talking about is focus. So don't try 50 things that you dabble in, he says. Know what's most important and do those things. And don't worry about anything else. I feel like we can totally testify to that in so many times in my life where I feel like I've had to do it all. So we feel if there is one thing for today's show, the key to helping you grow out of a distracted mind and into a purpose-filled, focused mindset, it is this, okay? Just this one seed that I want you guys to plant into your mind. Can you guess what it is? Well, if you plant this into your mind today, I have a feeling it will renew the way that you think, and you can start on that journey of living a focused, purposeful life. Okay, listen to this. Focus on your purpose, not your problem. When you stay focused on your purpose, not your problem, you can be happy even when life seems to be falling apart. That is so powerful to me. Paul in the Bible was an old man when he was in prison in Rome. He was a long way from home. He was awaiting execution. Everything has been taken from him. Just imagine that. His friends, his freedom, his ministry, even his privacy, with a guard chained to him 24 hours a day. It wasn't exactly a happy, ideal time for Paul, I guess you could say. But there was one thing they could not take away from him, and that was his purpose. Paul made the choice that he was going to stay focused on his purpose, even when he lost everything else. All the problems came in the mix. So what was his purpose? His purpose was serving God by serving others. Paul says in Philippians, how do you say that, Steve? I always screw it up.
Paul says in Philippians.
I want to say Philippians.
Gosh.
Okay, Paul says in Philippians.
Not Leapians. I don't think so.
It's Why is it always? I guess I want to say Ryan Philippi.
Leaping.
Okay. Why don't you actually? Why don't you read that scripture right there that I wrote?
Great.
I spelled it wrong.
It's not
clearly
focused.
My 6 a.m. quiet time. I need to focus a little more. Go ahead.
Paul
Eddie.
Says in Philippians 1:22-25, if by continuing to live I can do more worthwhile work, then I am not sure which I should choose. I am pulled in two directions. I want very much to leave this life and to be with Christ, which is a far better thing. But for your sake, it is much more important that I remain alive. I am sure of this. And so I know that I will stay. I will stay on with you all to add to your progress and your joy in the faith.
Talk about focus. Wow. You know, it's amazing what he says there. And it's just like, I mean, again, he was in a really hard time. He could have said anything. And he really chose to focus on his purpose, which was, again, serving God by serving others. And he knew what he needed to do in that moment. He needed to step down from his selfish ways and serve others. I want you guys to remember this. You cannot control what other people do to you. I wish somebody told me that, because for my life, for so many years, so many people controlled my path, my purpose, my destiny, my vision, my fuel, all of it. Know that you cannot control what other people do around you. So comparison, looking and seeing what he or she is doing, how her life is, their purpose, their life, you cannot control that. So stop doing that, right?
I want to take a break there because, you know, with this whole idea about focus, it's how it pertains to all of us. I believe some of us, you know, we see the eye of the bird. But a lot of us, maybe we don't see the tree and the sky and everything else in that story. But maybe we see the eye of the bird and the tree is still there. And we can't stop seeing the tree as we're looking at the eye of the bird. And what is that thing that you can't stop looking at that is distracting your focus from the eye, which should be your focus?
That's
I remember
good.
I was at the gym just the other day and I was working out, and a guy walked past me who was incredibly good shape, like really, really incredibly good shape. And I was like, whoa, that guy's ripped. Like, he's this and that. And I was like, I don't think I'll ever look like that. And it wasn't coming from a position of putting myself down, but it was just like different body type, you know, just totally different look. And
I think you're so sexy when I look at you at the gym.
Thank you, honey. I try
love
my best.
You.
But the point is that looking at somebody else pulled away from the strength I was able to put into what I was doing in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it was saying was that you'll never be something else that you want to be or that you think is success. When in reality, I've said this many times last year, showing up is the beginning of success.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting there. And so stop focusing on, I have to do it perfectly. I have to do it this way. It has to look like this. Show up and go after what it is you're going after and don't get distracted.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Hey, beauty lovers. For a lot of beauty brands, luxury means something to splurge on, an indulgence. But when I experienced the performance and innovation of Hourglass Cosmetics, it was easy to see that for them, luxury means so much more. To me, Hourglass Cosmetics is one of those standout brands because not only are their products awesome, but they stand behind cruelty-free and innovative formulas. Hourglass has this Caution Extreme Lash Mascara, which is groundbreaking. I'm obsessed with it because of its long-lasting formula and the fact that it never smudges. Hello, that's every girl's desire in a mascara. I'm officially committed to it. It's an advanced formula that's completely vegan, never flakes, even after wearing it all day. The tapered brush delivers endless length, intense volume and lift, and it helps me get those hard to reach areas like those annoying inner corner and lower lash line. You feel me? If you guys want to try it out, discover Hourglass like I did and experience unparalleled next generation performance. Just head over to hourglasscosmetics.com/goodlife and use promo code Cezanne to get free shipping with your purchase of a full-sized Caution mascara. Yeah, yeah. Again, that's hourglasscosmetics.com/goodlife using that promo code Cezanne.
When distractions come, because I've learned this firsthand, they will come. They will continue to come. What you can do is you can focus on and control how you respond. So in that moment at the gym when, you know, Stevie, you were looking at this other guy's progress and his fitness goals, not knowing his path and his journey, you know, you noticed this moment of like it kind of took your strength away and you were distracted. It's how you choose in that situation to respond that allows you to come out on top. So how did you respond after that? Did you continue your workout? Did you quit? What'd you do?
I'm so glad you asked me because really in that moment, I felt my strength leave me. It's almost like when you're focused on something, you put your strength and your effort into it. But as I was distracted, my
discouraged.
Effort, yeah, my effort and my strength was drawn in another direction.
Mm.
And I did respond, Saz. I thought to myself, that is making me feel weak right now. That's
Aww.
Making me feel like I'm not enough. That's making me feel like my journey isn't valid.
Mm.
And I prayed. I said, God, help me to focus on the things that matter. Help me to focus on being a better me. And that's why I'm here.
Wow. So when all else fails and you don't know what to do in those moments, you can pray. I love that.
You can pray. And y'all, give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Start believing in yourself a little bit more. Instead of looking at opportunities to fail, look at opportunities to succeed.
Mm. And like you said, a lot of the times we're focused so much on the finish line that we don't even just walk up to the starting point. And I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying it, because we're living in a time right now where you're just distracted. You want the shortcut answers, or you want to wait, you know, like you're just like, oh, I'll figure it out. I'm not ready yet. I'm not there yet, because you don't see the full picture. But it's like sometimes you do see a glimpse of your purpose. And that right there is a focal point for you to just draw in and to focus. And I feel like when we were talking about what we wanted our first show of the year to be about, to be honest with you, there's pressure there. I was a little intimidated. I was like, we're going back into the studio. I'm an all or nothing kind of girl. This better be freaking amazing. We got to bring it to them. We got to bring it to our peeps. But you know what? I had all these ideas written out, and I just ended up just telling Stevie, you know what? We could easily do a whole, like, New Year, New You episode. 10 ways to get those goals checked off your to-do list. But you know what, y'all? I feel like January, I've said this on my IG recently, January is the firstborn month of the year. And with, if any of you are firstborn out there, you know that carries weight. It carries pressure. There's just these heavy expectations that we put on ourselves sometimes as the firstborn. And I feel like January is that month that it's like you're coming out of the holiday blues and instantly you're like, I got to go 100 miles per hour. I'm sticking to my New Year's resolution, this diet thing, this whatever it is. But then what happens? A lot of the times halfway through, we end up disappointed or we fail. And it's because going into the month of January, did you get your focus right? Did you renew your mind going into this new year and prepare yourself? I strongly believe that God gives us different seasons for a reason. And there are going to be slow seasons in your life where you're not seeing, you know, the benefits of everything that you've sown to. You know, there's going to be seasons of life where you're just seeing like the plant growing. You're seeing all of this rich harvest. And there's a reason that we go through these different seasons of life. So I want to encourage anybody out there who has goals and you're trying to just focus on your path and stay the path. Just remember that you don't have to have it all figured out today and you don't have to see it all grow this month. Some of you have just laid the foundation for these things in your life. Okay. And laying the foundation, that's a lot of work in itself. So trust the process, water the seed, and know that it's going to take seasons to see that seed grow. And you have to constantly water and be patient, 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 patient. That's something that I'm really focusing on this year in every area of my life. And so I want to encourage you that embrace the different seasons of your life. And just because things are quiet right now, that doesn't mean that you lose sight of your purpose and that you quit focusing on that and you feel like, oh, I got to go do something else. No, no, no. Like, stay the path. And I felt like I needed to say that.
Here's a few tips, y'all, that are going to help you keep a focused mind moving forward this year. And these are things that Suzanne and I strongly believe in and are strongly trying to practice in our own lives.
Little nuggets.
The first one is, if you change your brain, you can change your life. Saz and I changed our morning routine last year. This physical change led to a change in our mind. It led to a change in the way that we think. It led to a change in the way that we approach things. Personally, for me, 2018 was the biggest year of growth because I felt like I was stuck in that rut that we talked about. But I was able to change my mental pattern by putting physical action behind it. Mm. And when you put physical action, things begin to change. This 30-day diet that I'm doing, I'm already only about 10 days in, and I've already noticed how it's changed the way I think about the way I approach certain things that I thought were a vice to me. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. I can do something else. Change your brain.
Another thing is the urgent is almost never the most important thing. So let's say like you are on your path and you're focusing on whatever that thing is for you, and all of a sudden a matter comes up in your life and you're just like, you know what? I can't work out anymore, or I can't go after this goal anymore. You know what? I was going to start a blog, but I'm just not going to do it anymore because there's this more urgent thing I should be doing. Know that nothing is more urgent than when you have a purpose in your heart that you're being called to do. And if you can just remember that when the baby starts crying or you're like, you know what? I can't. I just got to quit my goals because this is urgent. Whatever that urgent thing is, know that it's almost never the most important thing.
Number three, guys, goals focus your energy, so choose them wisely. But don't wait around too long. Make a decision and stick with it.
Mm. Okay, and know that a goal, when you do make one, it's usually very specific, measurable, and timely, okay? So you're not just going to make a goal and just be like, oh, well, my goal is I'm going to invent something one day and just like be really, really successful. I mean, let's be practical. Let's break that goal apart. Be specific. Measure it out. Be timely.
And lastly, this is a really important one because it's going back to the example that I was talking about earlier in the gym. Switch your focus to what God thinks. His opinion is the only one that matters instead of being distracted by what others think. Even some of the things that you tell yourself, maybe you say, I can't do that or I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. Stay the path with God as your compass and your guide because he'll tell you who you really are. And so in moments where you get distracted and you feel like, oh, I'll never measure up to this person or I'll never be that, pray and say, God, help me focus on what's important.
So good. Yes.
All right, y'all. We've got Switchfoot in the building today. Cezanne and I are huge fans. We grew up listening to these guys. We're so excited. But their message behind this new album is what's really making an impact.
And you want to talk about staying the path and staying focused? I think they've got a thing or two to say about that. Here's a sample from their latest song from their new album, Native Tongue.
All right, guys, we've got John and Tim Foreman from Switchfoot here in the studio with us. Guys, thank you so much for coming into The Good Life.
Hey, okay. Thanks for having us.
First of all, Saz and I have to get this out of the way.
Oh, God, what are we getting out of the way?
Well, when you guys hit the scene, we were like in middle school and we were hardcore like Switchfoot fans. I remember just bumping all the stuff, hearing you guys first in Walk to Remember and just be like, man, this all these songs are so good.
And, like, and you know, Dare You to Move.
Oh, yeah.
That's good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys ever get tired of those references? You're like, bro, Dare You to Move. And you're like, no, there's more than that.
Well, that was one of the first that I ever heard. So yeah. It was instantly one of those songs, like, you just never forget it. It was so catchy, so good. You guys, I mean, if we asked you, do you guys have a favorite song that you've, like, a top? If you had a top list, come on.
I always say it's my favorite song is a song I wrote yesterday.
Oh.
Because for me, it feels like, and I love Dare You to Move. We played it a couple hours ago, and it still has this meaning to us that feels transcendent, feels bigger than us. But I think as a songwriter, you're always looking for the next thing. It, like Tim said earlier, it's you wake up the next morning and see if you still like the song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's a little bit like trying to pick your favorite kid, right? Like,
yeah.
You can't really have a favorite kid, but maybe on like a certain day you do.
Oh,
you're like, okay, you're definitely my favorite kid today.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can't say it on a podcast, at least.
Right.
But I can totally see that. That's so true. I mean, we'll find out when we have baby number two, I guess, babe.
So
you do have a favorite kid right now.
Right now it's Valentina.
Yes.
She's number one, guys. But we'll see what'll happen.
So what we're really talking about today, you guys are releasing Native Tongue, which is out January 18th. Talk to us about this album and the meaning behind Native Tongue, because there's a meaning behind it.
Yeah, so it's 2019, and it feels like the languages that I hear spoken most often are the languages of fear and hatred and division and all of the things that we hold in difference between us. And those are the things that we are focused on. And for me, maybe it was holding my son, who's 6 months old. I talked about getting up with him in the middle of the night. You know, that experience of holding this helpless little life and realizing that that's where we all come from.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, you know, your foster parent, your mom, your dad, your grandma, whoever it was, got up in the middle of the night to comfort you, to calm your fears, to give you food, sustenance. That language of time and devotion, that's why we're here, right? So underneath our divisions, there is this common language that we have, and that is love. And so this album is a diverse collection of songs that is meant to focus on the idea that hatred is not our language, fear is not our language. Love is our native tongue.
That is so good. And it's encouraging because I think nowadays a lot of people, and we even have moments where, you know, fear just comes into your life and it just takes over. And then here comes the doubt and the worry. And I think a lot of people, they rely so much on, say, our government or a certain person in their life to feed them, to fill them with joy, security. And when I heard this song for the first time, I just really felt that message about love and that really being the key word, because I think it's easy to forget that it's so simple, yet it can be so complicated for some of us to grab onto that love really is the native tongue, you know? So I loved that. I even, being the YouTuber that I am, I don't know if you guys ever read like some of the comments, you know, in the video, but I was intrigued because I was like, I wonder what people think, you know, and you guys released it back in October of 2018. And some of those comments that I read from your Switch fam, I wrote them down, y'all, did my homework. Somebody said, it's different and different is good. I loved that. Another person said, this is exactly the kind of thing I was hoping for. New, fresh, dynamic, and thought-provoking. Another person said, so happy Switchfoot is back. We need you guys more than ever in the times we face. And then the last one that I love said, this video, this song, I can't get enough of it. It makes my heart feel all lit up inside. I'm feeling so recharged and inspired. I'm so thankful for you five guys and your God-given gift. Can't wait to hear more. What a blessing. God, keep using Switchfoot. Oh, I just, how does that make you feel when you hear all of these?
My mom wrote that last one. Thanks, Mom.
But I mean, how does that make you guys feel when you see that, like, when you pour your heart into sort of this album and this song? Like, what is it like hearing that from the public?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Making an album is such a bizarre roller coaster of emotions because you're tapping into the most personal aspects that you don't even know about yourself. You're trying to unearth things and learn and kind of get at the stuff beneath the surface and then put that into a song. And then to release that can be the scariest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's the stuff I've never told anyone.
Yeah.
Was that a good idea? And I think we met yesterday. We got our whole team, the band, everyone together, and everyone's been working so hard. I mean, just trying to make sure that everything's, that I's are dotted, T's are crossed. But really what you're hoping to do is something beyond the music, you know, that you're, with this album in particular, you're hoping to open the doors and the windows of the soul to see something beyond yourself. You're hoping that that would be the experience for the listener. And that's something you simply can't do with just plugging a guitar in. You know, it feels like you're actually, you know, calling upon the transcendent maker to kind of sing through what you're doing and inform it with something beyond what is humanly possible, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, there's something beautiful about releasing it and saying, well, this is honest, and that was my job, and we'll see what happens from here.
For all my brides-to-be out there, maybe you're trying to focus on planning your wedding, maybe putting that registry together, maybe planning to buy a new home. Well, I remember when Stevie and I were engaged and we were trying to plan our wedding and it was so stressful for me. And I wish that we had Zola. This is a wedding company that will basically do anything for love, and they're reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience. All right, so it might sound a little too good to be true, but Zola is there, and what they've done is they're combining compassionate customer service with actual modern tools and using technology to help make the planning process easy for you. Zola's the easiest way to plan your wedding and to register. You can join over 500,000 couples who have actively used Zola, and they're taking the stress out of the wedding planning process with their free wedding websites. You can create your dream wedding registry. Affordable save the dates and invitations are also accessible, and they even have easy to use planning tools. Everything conveniently under the Zola umbrella is there for you to reach, to grab. You can start with a free wedding website today. It's so easy and it just takes minutes to set up. Go on and just go see for yourself, girls. All you got to do is go to Zola.com, Zola.com, and use /goodlife on that URL, because we're going to give our listeners $50 off your registry today on Zola. Again, you want to go to Zola.com/goodlife to go get the goods and make wedding planning and registry planning so much easier. Happy planning! Sunset Honest. You remember we were just watching on the way here an interview that they did. Remember that? And they said something so good.
Yeah. You guys were just talking about how, you know, the interviewer was asking about how's in, you know, being in a Christian band. And John, you were talking about how, you know, well, I wouldn't call us a Christian band and all this. But I just love your authenticity. And the message that you've always been has been a message for all, you know, which is what you guys said that, you know, Christ was about. And I believe that as well, is that Christ hung out with everybody. You know, it's not this inclusive thing. It's like even with Native Tongue, it's that love is all of our language, you know, mm-hmm. and love is the gateway for people that don't have an understanding of each other to come to an understanding. Mm-hmm. Because hate will never bring us there. You know, disagreement and arguing will never bring us there. It's love that brings all of us together. And I love that so much. My question for you guys is, with this album and this new vision for what you wanted to say, how did you bring that and a fresh new sound? Because this has a different sound from your other stuff. Yeah. And that to me is like, how did you stay focused on bringing this mission? We're talking about focus today and in the rest of the podcast, bringing this mission and this word to people, but also bringing in like a fresh new vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. It's interesting because you look back on an album and it seems a lot clearer in the rearview mirror as to how things happen. But I think our goal when we first began kind of chasing these songs down, or rather being chased down by the song, it was just joy. You talked about fear being a horrible engine or gasoline, fuel, whatever fear is. I think joy is the antidote. Because joy is an incredible, it's an incredible feeling, motivator. It's a fuel that burns clean, and it can only be found in the moment. You can't have future joy right now. You can look forward to something that's happening, and that's a beautiful thing. You can look back at a beautiful moment, but right now there's joy available to us. And I could be in a sour mood and completely deny that joy, or I could recognize it for what it is. And I think for both lyrics and for the melodic takes that this album began to shape up into, I think joy was the fuel for both of those elements.
Wow.
What brings you guys joy?
Yeah.
Especially in a creative process.
Yeah.
When you have to sit down and you got to flesh this thing out and come up with how these songs are going to work out and everything.
I mean, I look at even just looking next to me and I see this brother that I have been in a band with for 11 albums now, you know, and that's a gift. I think my kids bring me joy. Surfing, we surfed a lot on while we were making this album. And music itself, if you are present to it, if you're missing the joy as a professional musician, probably time to pursue a different occupation, you know.
I think a moment that comes to mind as we were rolling out some of the first songs off this record, we were off the road for the last year, something we've never done. But we did have these two shows in India, and we had just finished recording Native Tongue, and we went over there and we played a couple big festivals, and it was mind-blowing. But then we went to mind-blowing for us. Not saying we're mind blowing.
It was mind blowing.
The show was mind blowing.
We blew people's minds left.
Literally.
Anyway,
you're welcome, India.
Drop the mic.
Then we went to Bangladesh just to kind of learn and explore, and we met this band in this village way kind of outside of Dhaka, and we don't share any, not even a word of a common language. And we're listening to them play. And not only do I not understand what they're singing, I don't even understand the music. I mean, it is so complex.
So different.
The timing, the rhythm change, it's unbelievable. And then they pass us a couple instruments, and we had some of our own instruments. And we start playing Native Tongue for the first time that we've ever played it.
The full story is I'm like, Tim, we should go. We should play a song with them. He's like,
That's a horrible idea.
That's really a bad idea, John. I'm like, let's just try.
There's like 1,000 ways this could go wrong.
Isn't there a law against that, jumping in the band?
Oh, my God.
So disrespectful. Why would we play our own song? And And that was the common language that we shared was music. And then they started playing along to the song, and it became this wild version, probably the best version I've ever heard of the song. And there was love being expressed through their eyes and ours.
Without even using words.
And the notes that we're playing, and then there were no words said.
No words. At the end of it, the singer of this Bangladeshi band, this incredibly cool dude, like looks like somewhere between James Brown and the Rolling Stones, like just like stylish, epic, great voice. Or you're like, how can we get this guy huge in America? Because this guy's amazing. Anyways, he just comes up to me and he gives me like 7 hugs in a row and just looks in my eyes and no words. We didn't say a thing, but it felt like it was embodiment of the song. Love is our native tongue, you know? And I feel like as brothers, we fight, and as a band, we fight because we're passionate about the songs. We both have different ideas. I mean, you guys were talking about that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. We were asking them, you know, when we both have sort of a different idea, say for The Good Life, you know, how do we meet in the middle? Do they ever disagree as brothers and family? So, yeah. And you do.
We do. And I think the thing that we've come to is the disagreement is actually a beautiful thing. It means you both are passionate. You both care. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful thing. If you can find a way to fight fair, then there's probably a synthesis that you will reach that's going to be better than either of your ideas. Mm-hmm. And it's just the tension, the conflict, the frustration in the minute is like a bummer. But if you can get past it, you know, I think that was the goal of the record.
From somebody who's, you know, a music consumer, listener, whatever, from my perspective, whenever I hear a song that makes me think, I always then think, well, what did the artist mean to say by this? Was there a real message behind this that they actually felt themselves instead of somebody else just saying, hey, sing this and here's a hit or whatever? I remember Cezanne took me to see one of my favorite artists, Sting, in New York City a couple years ago. And that was one of my favorite things ever. But what I loved about Sting, which made me love him even more, was before almost every song he would stop and tell a small story, and how about as a songwriter he wanted to tell stories, and that's why he has this amazing body of work. But the story that you just told us is the story behind and the fuel and the joy and the feeling behind the song that you just put out. And so I find that incredible, and I appreciate that so much, because a lot of times as listeners we wonder, what do they really mean?
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that there is a story like that behind this.
And that's the fascinating thing about a song, is that there's a story that drives the song, right? But then you put the song out there and it has a life of its own, and new stories are made because the song is now out there living and breathing, and people will come to the show and tell us what the song means.
Yeah.
And that's equally valid.
That. We just heard a story in the hall about our record, The Beautiful Letdown, where people would make out in the car to that album, and they'd get in trouble with the nuns. And I'm like, that's an amazing story. That's not maybe the intention of of the album, but that's beautiful. Thank you for telling me that story, you know?
You know, and there is something too powerful, you know, for me, you know, when I first started hearing your music, I was so young, obviously, but I wasn't even a believer at the time. I didn't have a relationship with God. It was so powerful just hearing your songs. It still moved me. It still did something in me that maybe I didn't necessarily understand, but it just stuck with me more than, say, other songs out there, other artists. And that just, I feel, shows just the power of God, and I feel like he moves in just everything you guys have done and that you continue to do, because, you know, we've seen so many artists, as you guys have, that had their moment, right? That, you know, they were killing it on the charts and all that, but it's almost like there isn't that longevity. There isn't that sustainable success, and I just feel like the underlying thing that just continues to really work in your favor is that I just see God all over it, to be honest with you. And then meeting you guys here today, I'm having my sappy mom moment. I just feel like God is so, it's refreshing. it's refreshing to see, like, God is literally right here with you. I can see him in your eyes. You guys love God. You love people. And what you're doing with your music, it goes beyond just the numbers and the success and the fame. I can genuinely tell it's because you guys want to fill people up with just love and truth. And I feel like we need more of that today. So it's just refreshing. And I get my one moment in the show where I can be the sappy mommy. And that's my
good
moment.
Man. Honored. Thank you. That's incredible.
You just made my day.
You guys have a moment. I'm going to know. You know what? I'm sure Switch fam, Good Life fam, all the fams, everybody wants to know. You guys said you were gone almost, I mean, a little more than a year ago. And that's like, oh, whoa, new album. What's going on?
Yes.
What is the future, and what is the future mission for Switchfoot?
That's a great question. I think
give us the scoop, baby.
Well, the funny thing is, this whole journey has not been masterminded. That it's simply putting one foot in front of the other. I mean, I'm the singer in the band because we didn't know anyone else to sing the songs that I wrote. You know, it was like, okay, well, I guess I'll sing them.
Oh, I think it worked out.
But I'm saying, I think some people want to be on stage because they love that. And I had to figure out, I used to hate playing music live on stage because I'd rather just be in my bedroom playing these songs. And I had to figure out, how do I do that? And I think for us, it's always been that, I believe in the song. And we've got another one. Let's go out and play it, you know? And I think the goal has always been for the songs to be famous. And I could care less if people know anything about us.
Wow.
And so the future is as undecided as it has always been, is like, well, let's play another song. Let's write another one. One of my heroes told me, God doesn't need a lawyer. Your job is to be honest. And that stuck with me, that it's embodying that honesty that is my occupation, and then wherever that takes us is the byproduct of honesty, you know.
That's good.
I love that. So it's decided. You guys didn't say that you're going anywhere, but you also didn't say that you're staying either. So everyone stay
wherever
on the ropes.
God takes them.
All we can guarantee you is that this album is out January 18th, called Native Tongue, and you guys are also hitting the road in February, correct?
That's right. We are. That is definite.
That is happening.
Definite.
Want to see them? Get your tickets now. Check out Switchfoot. John, Tim, thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thank you for the kind words.
Of course, yes. We love you guys. You're welcome anytime.
All right.
Anytime.
I'll see you guys tomorrow then.
All right.
Woo! Let's go.
First episode of the year, babe. How do you feel?
I feel good coming out of that interview and looking at you right now across the table.
Ooh,
those
girl.
Blue eyes makes me want to have another baby this year.
I got to tell you,
just
during
kidding.
That interview, I got a little nervous. I've got coffee breath.
Oh, no. Well, thankfully, they were sitting across the room, so that was good. Now, on our way here, baby, you said something good, and I was like, that needs to be the good word of the week.
That is the good word.
Throw it at him.
Romans 12:2 says it best. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
Dang. This week, remember, fam, the declaration you've made. Remember the goals that you've set out to achieve. And when you feel like giving up, just take a deep breath, step back, say a prayer, and go after it again. Don't let a setback keep you from pressing forward, y'all.
We've got your back this year on The Good Life. We're going to challenge you guys in new ways, all right? This season's going to be different than the last. We've got some really great shows ahead, great guests, and our goal is that we all continue to stay on our path in figuring this whole thing out about what it means to live a good life. So excited. Got to thank our sponsors who are supporting The Good Life every episode so you guys can listen to it for free. Got to give all of them a thank you. Don't forget to rate and review us and let us know what you think and maybe a dream guest that you guys want to see on The Good Life this season. Let us know. All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye. Hey, Good Life fam. I want to take a second to get serious and talk to you guys about joinkarma.com. That's karma spelled with a C. Right now, y'all,
There are 37 million vehicles that have been recalled for having a deadly Takata airbag. 37 million. That's a ton of vehicles. Now, if you really think about it, I'm sure you actually know somebody who's driving a vehicle that has this defective airbag in it. So what I want you guys to do is go to joinkarma.com and read about this message and see how you can reach out to your friends and warn them about the Takata airbags. You can do this by just sending them a simple message to warn them about this. Why am I telling you about this? Because it's about saving lives, you guys. All you need to do is reach out to people and send them a simple message letting them know about these defective airbags. And the cool thing is that you can actually earn money while doing it. You get rewarded for every friend and family member who gets an eligible vehicle fixed and for sharing the messages about the recall. So you guys, here's what you got to do. Go to joinkarma.com. That's J-O-I-N-C-A-R-M-A. Joinkarma.com. Because we're new parents and we care about the safety of our kid. We care about the safety of our family members and each other. I implore you guys to check this out and look out for each other.